11th century Paris, Parisian French. What old French is 7th or 8th century French in Provence, which is a different dialect. It's a relative to the language, but it's a different dialect. It's like Chaucer to us. It's hard to say that Chaucer is Old English. He's almost a different language. The only thing is that once you've got them both together, you can see how the words came. You can put it together. But if you take, as happens in school, right, the teacher will assign you Chaucer for the first time to read and might as well assign you Dostoevsky to read in Russian. Because it's very hard to just sit down and read Chaucer. It is not, it's not our English at all. So to say Old French is slightly misleading. But what happened was that since Provence was the home of Torah and Talmudic studies in France, it became a tradition among the scholars to use certain phrases of French, Old Provence French, to explain certain words in the Talmud. And those are the words that Rashi quotes. When Rashi says Balaz, it's in the foreign language, this is what it's called. Rashi, many, I cannot say, I'm not that expert, and I haven't had a discussion with Rashi in a while on the matter, so I cannot say many or most, but certainly some of the words that Rashi says in French are not Rashi's translation. Rashi heard it when he went to the yeshiva, his Rebbe said it to him in French. Just as in the yeshiva world, there are certain Yiddish phrases that just go along with the Talmud, without even thinking. Right? When everybody knows that when the Talmud says Ella, the next word is Nor, which is a Yiddishism, a Germanism. Right, and then the guys used to make fun, so they put it together. It was Eleanor, right, at the time of Eleanor Roosevelt, you know that. But the Rebbe never got that far, you know. He didn't understand what was funny. But whether you have to say it or not, that's the way you said it. It was almost like it was printed in the Gemara that way. Eleanor, right, you're going to say like this. So that's how the French, phrases and the translations of French from the Provence came into the Perushim of Jews who were not in Provence, because again it became Judaized. It wasn't that they didn't think that they were saying French anymore. They thought that was like part of the tradition of the Talmud, and that's why Rashi again. We'll discuss. Rashi did not have opposition for putting in a foreign language in the middle of his commentary, because it was not really a foreign language. It had already become part and parcel of the Jewish tradition in that area. Now, when the Jews came, and the Jews in Narbonne, which was the capital of Provence, the Jews in Narbonne thought of themselves in the same organizational structure as the Jews in Babylonia. In fact, the heads of the yeshiva, or the rabbis of the community, took for themselves the title of Gaon, just as the leaders of the community in Bavel took that title. And the Jews in Narbonne had a very well-organized, strong community. Already by the 10th century, even under the rule of the Muslims, their community was strong. And then when they came under French rule, it became even stronger. many of the famous people of Provence are little known to us, except they are quoted by Rashi, and they're quoted by later French Jews. For instance, Rabbi Moshe Hadarshon. Rashi always quotes him in his Perush to Chumash. Rabbi Moshe Hadarshon was Rabbi Moshe, the itinerant preacher, the speaker. He was a Jew of Narbonne. And apparently he was very well known for his sermons, for his speeches. And Rashi, in Rashi's commentary to the Bible, Rashi quotes many times